It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Acts, we find Paul in Acts chapter 24 now, and we find him before Felix, the governor. And there were people who came to accuse Paul of certain things, and we pick our study up in Acts 24 and verse 16, where it says, "And herein do I," this is Paul, "exercise myself to have always a conscience void to offense toward God." In other words, he's done nothing toward God. He's done nothing against God. And it goes on to say, "and toward men." He's done nothing to harm God or try to harm God or man. You see, Paul had returned to Jerusalem after many years to bring alms and offerings to his nation, according to verse 17 of Acts 24. It says, "Now after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings." Well, this was the time when some Jews from Asia, who were at this time not before Felix, found Paul purified in the temple. Now, there were people who had accused him, but they were not with a mob, nor with the tumult, according to verse 18. It says, "Whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude." He had been accused of something that was wrong, that was false. And the multitude that's spoken of here, well, they're not with those who had come to talk against Paul with Felix. It says there, "Whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult." We see if they, that's the multitude who had found Paul in the temple, in verse 18, had an accusation against Paul, they should have come before Felix at this time. And verse 19 goes on to say, "Who ought to have been here before thee?" In other words, Paul's saying, these people should have been here, Felix, and object, according to what he's saying here before Felix. They should have objected if they had aught against me. Well, Paul goes on and he asks those Jews present if any wrongdoing had been found in him while he was before the Sanhedrin Council in Jerusalem. This was in Acts chapter 23. And we read in verse 24 of Acts 24, Acts 20, 24 and verse 20, where it says, "Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council." Well, the only statement, and this is the voice, that Paul thought they may have objected to was what he had cried out among them concerning the resurrection of the dead. Remember, he got some argument going between the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin. And this was concerning the resurrection of the dead. And he's asking, resurrection of the dead, am I being judged by you this day? In other words, this is when he was talking, and he says, "Except it be for this one voice that I cried, standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day." Acts 24:21. Well, Paul spoke and Felix listened. And we see in Acts 24, verses 22 through 27, where the judgment is delayed. Now, once again, there were proceedings going on here before Felix. And until Felix had a more perfect, in other words, an accurate knowledge of the way, in other words, the gospel, which includes the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ in particular, Felix adjourned the proceedings. And we read this in Acts 24 and verse 22 in the first part. It says, "And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way," in other words, he had learned more, "he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter." In other words, he's waiting on someone to come down and give him more information. Well, Felix said he would make a decision on the case when Lysias, the commander of the army there, the barracks, came to Caesarea. And then Paul was held by the centurion. In verse 23, it says, and let me go back and read that entire verse here of chapter 24 and verse 22 once again. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. Verse 23, and he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. Well, Paul was given liberties. His friends were allowed to visit him and provide, in other words, minister to him and to help him in any way they could. Well, in chapter 24, verses 24 through 26, we see something, we might think it's odd, but notice this. Verse 24, chapter 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Well, we learn that Drusilla was Jewish. And Drusilla and Felix, they heard and they listened to Paul concerning faith in Christ. Paul always took an opportunity, any opportunity that he could, to present Jesus Christ as Savior. Well, Paul reasoned before Felix and Drusilla about being righteous, about self-control, and the judgment to come, because we read in verse 25 of Acts 24, and as he, this is Paul, reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient time or a convenient season, I will call for thee. Well, Felix was afraid. He trembled. And so many people, even today, when they hear God's word and they hear what they need to do to get saved, and that's receive Jesus as Savior, when they hear these things, God's spoken to their hearts, and once again, these people who hear the word of God, they just like Felix, and I don't say everyone who hears the word of God does this, but some do this. They will tremble. They know it's the truth. But just like Felix, they refuse to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And this is to their detriment. Well, Felix was afraid. He trembled. And he sent Paul away. He indicated he would call for him at a more convenient time. You see, Felix hoped to get a bribe from Paul to release him. Once again, this man was a politician, and he was one who wanted money. And he was going to try to use Paul, although he trembled at what Paul had said, actually about God. He trembled, but at the same time, he wanted money instead of Jesus Christ as Savior. Verse 26 of Acts 24 says, this is Felix, he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore, he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. In other words, he got to know Paul, but he was also hoping for money to be paid to him. And we read in that verse that Felix sent for Paul often. Well, in verse 27, we see that Paul remains bound, because it says, but after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. He did not set him free. We read here that after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room. This means Festus succeeded Felix as governor. Doesn't mean he just visited him. It means he was succeeding him. He was taking over as governor. And Felix wanted to do the Jews a favor, so he left Paul bound. Well, as we move into chapter 25, we notice that it didn't take the Jews long to strongly urge Festus, who had taken over from Felix, they strongly urged Festus to return Paul to Jerusalem. We read about this in Acts chapter 25, verses 1 through 5. It says, now when Festus was come into the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul. They spoke against Paul, in other words, and besought him, and desired favor against him, that he would send for him to Jerusalem. In other words, send him back to Jerusalem. And their idea was this, laying wait in the way to kill him. Verse 4 goes on to say, "But Festus answered that Paul should be kept in Caesarea, and that he himself would depart shortly thither. Let them therefore," in verse 5 it says, this is once again Festus speaking, "which among you are able, go down with me, and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him." Well, shortly, this is 3 days after Festus arrived in Caesarea, he went to Jerusalem, according to verse 1. And then the high priest and the chief men informed Festus of the accusation against Paul, and doubtless endeavored to prejudice the mind of Festus against Paul. Well, these people petitioned Festus, asking a favor, to bring Paul back to Jerusalem, according to verse 3. And then also, according to verse 3, the Jews planned an ambush to kill Paul along the way. And we read in verse 5 that Festus invited those Jews in authority to travel to Caesarea with him. And the reason being, there they could accuse Paul. Well, once again now, we see Paul standing before someone who's in charge of the government. Paul stands before Festus in Caesarea. We see this in Acts chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. It says there, reading with verse 6, "And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down unto Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he was come, the Jews which came down from Jerusalem stood round about, and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. And while he answered for himself," this is Paul, "while he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar," he says, "have I offended anything at all?" But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, "Wilt thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me?" Well, we're reading in these verses that Festus remained in Jerusalem more than 10 days and then returned to Caesarea. And the day after his arrival, called Paul before the judgment seat, verse 6. And then the Jews presented serious complaints against Paul, and they could not prove them, according to verse 7. And when Paul answered these accusations, he said he had not said anything at all against the law of the Jews or against the temple or against Caesar, according to verse 8. And in verse 9, Festus asked Paul if he would go to Jerusalem with him to be judged. And of course, Festus' motive was to do the Jews a favor. He didn't want to displease them. He wanted to do them a favor. And then we read on in verses 10 through 12. "Then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as they very well knowest. For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, "Hast thou appealed unto Caesar? Unto Caesar shalt thou go." We're going to stop here and pick up with these verses the next time. And let me ask you, if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, that's the most important thing in your life. Call upon the name of the Lord. Be willing to go God's way instead of your way.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.